welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site. Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented from the Lighthouse Chapel International. This rich teaching provides clear and straightforward answers for everyone desiring to walk according to the Word of God. Bishop Samuel Sawyer is an anointed man of God with a special grace for teaching the Word of God and a unique passion for people and positively transforming lives. He is currently the resident head pastor of the Rose of Sharon Cathedral, Accra, Ghana. Enjoy some of the most comprehensive and down-to-earth teaching as taught in the Lighthouse Chapel International.
Here we go, let's go to the throne, the place that we belong. Right into His arms.
Spirit. And it's a book I want the whole church to have. I'm making frantic arrangements to have as many as possible as soon as we get them. As we speak right now, I've sent somebody to a bookshop. It has become very scarce all over. But it's a very beautiful book. I have one copy here. And I bought it in June last year. That's around the time, some months after it was released. And it's been a blessing. Amen. I want every one of you to have a book like that in your possession, and not just to have it, but to open it and to read it. This book is about the influence of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And the title of my sermon this morning is Influences. Everybody say influences. In this world, we are being influenced left, right, center, day in, day out, via different influences. Once upon a time, I remember in the church that I used to go, I think it was Lighthouse Chapel, we used to have three services as usual. And there was an instrumentalist, very powerful one, used to come for first service. But we noticed something, that after first service, he'll play powerfully. And then, when the second service starts, by the time he realizes he's dozing on the stage. How many of us have felt like dozing in church before? Let me be honest, you felt like dozing. Oh, it's a human thing, it's natural, everybody does it. It happens to all of us. Sometimes you realize that the spirit is willing, but the body is what? Is weak. This man will be sitting on the stage. He will be dozing. And we are wondering, how come first service, like that one, we would have said that your sleep is not sufficient. He doesn't sleep at second service. And then we investigated, not knowing that after the first service, our church used to meet in the hospital. And at the hospital junction, there was some hot porridge. Hot cocoa. So the guy, I think when he's coming, 6 o'clock, he won't eat. But after the first service, he will go for the cocoa. So he will be sitting under the influence of the cocoa. Ask somebody, what influence is upon you right now? May the sweet influence of the Holy Spirit come upon you in the name of Jesus. Whether you like it or not. And I think before we go too far, I want to read a couple of scriptures. I have about 4 different scriptures that we can read. The first one is just, I think, what verse did I read? Matthew 13:33. So that's the first one that we're going to read. It talks about leaven. Everybody say leaven. Or yeast. Who are the bakers here? If you're a baker, you bake. Whether professionally or non-professionally. Let me see. If you're a baker, you won't lift up your hands. Maybe you're about to get a job. Father, may every baker here who wants a contract, may he receive a contract that will shock him or her in Jesus' name. A pleasant shock. A contract to bake 3,000 bef. Do you know bef? Bullfruit. If you are a baker, you have used yeast before, is it not so? And you put the yeast in your kind of thing. In your Isam, this is true English. And then it begins to do what? It begins to rise. And then it becomes very big. I remember when I went to school, there was a guy, he was called Ikwe. Ikwe, in that time, it meant small. I don't know where that word came from, small. Ikwe, tell somebody Ikwe. And when you ask him for, how they call it, shito, he will give you small shito, pepper. And when you say, why you give me small shito? He says, Charlie, my pepper is hot. When you ask him for gari, then he will give you small. He says, Ikwe, why you give me small gari? He says, Charlie, this gari is the rice. A two. Even though he didn't have yeast in his gari, he used to rise. Yeast is put in bread to make it rise. The reason why the communion bread is not fat, do you know the reason? Is that there's no yeast inside. I hope you're getting what I'm saying. Pastor, what are you talking about? I'm talking about influences. Yeast influences Islam. Tell somebody yeast influences Islam. I like what I'm preaching. And I believe at the end of the sermon, you'll be asking yourself, what kind of influence am I working under? Is it Hausa Coco? Is it Intampi? Ask somebody, have you been under the influence of Intampi before? Do you know Intampi? Abunsam Tower? Ganja? Grass? Some of you have not been under the influence of Intampi, but you have been under the influence of Ogoglo. Oy! The way you are sitting here looking nice and fresh, if we check your records, biometric register, and we check 5 years, 10 years ago, you were champion Ogoglo drinker. What is another name for Ogoglo? Apet. DC-10. Kill me quick. How do you call mother-in-law in tree? How do you call mother-in-law? So Kabicha Wasewo. That's also another name. Kabicha Wasewo. Some people, if they want courage, they go and take Ogoglo so that they can just stop. They are operating under the influence of Apeteshi. Hey! Church of God. We're going to read Matthew chapter 13, verse 33. Just one verse, I believe. And then we are going to read 1 John chapter 2, that's 29 verses. I don't wonder whether I can read all of it. 1 John chapter 2, the whole of 1 John chapter 2. And then we're going to read Galatians chapter 5, verse 17. I wonder. And then we'll close the service. Amen. Are you glad you're in the church? Oh, are you glad? Say influences. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 33, Jesus is speaking. And then he describes the kingdom of God, and it is a parable. Everybody say a parable. Listen to it. Another parable spake he unto them, and said, the kingdom of heaven is like what? Unto living. Living is the word yeast. Unfortunately, I don't know the local word. Is there a local word for it? Yeah, my friend is saying yeast. I think kind of yeast. Fancy is wet. Sorry. Anyway, the kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal. That word meal also means esam. In Zambia, esam is called mealy meal. It's the staple food. Everybody eats it. You can see a young boy, 10 years old, Otumika Benku Sinobia. Almost every young boy, and this is not a joke, has eta. Yeah? It's part of the possessions in life. A cooking stick. It is something interesting. Everybody has one. Because they deal a lot with mealy meal. The kingdom of God is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, till the whole meal or the whole Islam was leavened. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It means that that yeast or that leaven was acting upon the flour, but you cannot see it. Ask the bakers, when they mix the yeast with the flour, whether they can still see the yeast. They can't, but it is working. I hope you get what I'm saying. It is working. If you have been blessed before to have a family who cooks or who bakes, My mother used to bake. And sometimes when they are baking, they will put the yeast inside and they will leave it. They will leave it for some time. And as they are leaving it, then the thing is what? First you see that the dough is just there. Botty, 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 botty. But as they put the yeast inside, at a point in time when you come, realize that the thing has swollen. Are you understanding what I'm saying? In the same way, in the world, there are unseen influences that are affecting you and I. That is causing us to behave the way we behave. That is causing us to speak the way we speak. That's causing us to think the way we think. And you must be aware of these influences so that you can get the best out of it. Or you can also resist the negative influences. Can somebody say amen? The Holy Spirit is the most important good influence upon a person's life. Amen. But there are other unseen influences. Somebody say other unseen. Unseen influences that are affecting people. Sebi, I just say eta. Huh? I just say debe. Eta. Like a fish. A guy sang a song, he won a Kora Award, Africa. A friend of mine. So one day I met him and I said, Shamali, and you know, too, you know. When you know, your song, Mata Pui Pui. I asked, Shamali, this song that you sang, what song is this? He said, oh, it is on my friend's. He mentioned a town. He says his friends in some country be, and these are their names: three sisters, Martha, Twi, Martha, Fush, Martha, whatever. I can't remember their names. Hey, sometimes you are in a place and you can see that something has covered the whole place, influencing the whole place. Ati baby, when I was in the university, we used to have some food that we cook. And that food, we used to call it DC-10. Do you know DC-10? It used to be an aeroplane that Ghana, how do you call it? Air Force, Ghana Airline, Airways used to run. And one of their adverts those times was first in the air. That food, Kobe, when you cook it, it is the first in the air. And it influences the whole place. Pastor, the thing that you are saying, I don't understand. I am helping you to know that there are certain things that influence us. I'm just using scent to let you know that we can all be sitting here right now. If there is a scent that is powerful enough, though you cannot see it, people will begin to do certain things. People will begin finding themselves. If it is too much, like one night I was lying in my room and I realized that this one, it was too much. So, my wife, that it's not my wife, it was me. In case, just for the sake of clarity. For the sake of clarity. For the sake of clarity. When I get home, my daughter will say, Father, Daddy, why did you say that? But that's the truth. Tell somebody influence. Ladies and gentlemen, I want us to decide to be under the influence of the Holy Spirit. It's possible. Say it's possible. Oh, why do I say that? Because that was one of the promise that Jesus gave us. In John 16, it said, as it is expedient that I go. If I don't go, the Comforter cannot come. But when he comes, he will lead you into all truth. All of us have the promise of Jesus, that is the Holy Spirit. He promised it to them. That's why the Bible says in Acts chapter 2, when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the Bible says that they were all with one accord. They were gathered in the upper room. And suddenly there was the sound of a mighty rushing wind, and the whole place was filled. It was the influence of the Holy Spirit. May the Holy Spirit begin to influence your life. May He begin to influence your marriage. May He begin to influence your work. May He begin to influence the things you say. May He begin to even influence the dress that you wear. When you wear a certain dress and you go and stand in front of the mirror and you look at yourself, and then the Holy Spirit will say, Tell somebody, It's like the woman who bought a dress. And the dress was too expensive. And the husband was saying that, why did you buy such a dress? Don't you know that as a Christian, you should be able to listen to the Holy Spirit? Then the woman said, it was the devil. When I stood in front of the mirror and I was looking at myself, then the devil whispered that, oh, the dress is so nice, buy it. And then the husband said, why didn't you say, get thee behind me, Satan? And the woman said, yes, I said, get thee behind me, Satan. And then when he went behind, he said, the view from the back is also wow. Ladies and gentlemen, 1 John chapter 2. I have a few verses to read from there, but I feel led to read the entire chapter. Why? Because it is in church that you can have the opportunity to hear the word of God. I said it is in what? In church. When you go to a deba, or when you go to a gathering, you will hear cheer. Who said that? Are you my kuiko? But in the church, you can hear the word of God. 1 John chapter 2. I don't know why you are in verse 16. I want to start from verse 1. So look for your verses in the Bible, and then come with me to 1 John chapter 2. I don't intend to preach for long, but before I end the preaching, I will tell you three. I've already spoken about the Holy Spirit. I'll tell you three other influences that Christians come under. And it's important that you come under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Can somebody say, I hear you? Oh, one more time. Say, Pastor, I hear you. Say, from today, I will allow the Holy Spirit to influence me, to influence my mind, my spirit, my body. Everything about me will be influenced by the Holy Spirit. So help me God. Oh, so help me God. Well, I don't want you to sleep. I'm going to read this scripture, 1 John chapter 2. After that, I'll read, like I said, Galatians, and then probably we'll be winding up. Can I go ahead? Are you sure? My little children, verse 1 says, and you are not my little children, please. What you say? Maybe to me, my little child. These things write I unto you, that you sin not. And take note, some verses will jump into your heart, even as I read them. Some verses will become alive and fresh and new in your life even as I read these verses. Thank God for the reading of the Bible. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Verse 2, and he's the propitiation for our sins. In other words, the atonement, or the one who took away our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. Tell somebody, keep the commandments of God. Tell the person, pay your tithe. Verse 4. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Verse 5, but whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. Verse 6 says, he that saith, he abideth in him, ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Meaning that the same way Jesus was on earth, that is how you expected to behave. When he was reviled, the Bible says he reviled not again. When he was persecuted, insulted, he insulted not again. The Bible says he committed himself to the one who was able to judge righteously. The way Jesus was on earth, that is how you and I were expected to be. Can I continue to read? 7. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you had from the beginning. Verse 8. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. Verse 9. He that seeth is in the light, and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light. Ask your brother or your sister next to you, do you love me? Hey, I told be lying. The Bible says, and there's none occasion of stumbling in him. That's why one of the days I was preaching, I read from Romans chapter 12, verse 9, and the verse that we read, I think it was just last week, we said, let love be without dissimulation. That is pretense. And then we also said that abhor that which is evil and cleave unto that which is good. If you are feeling tempted to sleep, it is a sure sign that you do not have a taste for the word of God. May your taste buds begin to change now, and may a desire for the word of God, more than a desire for chewa, replace that taste for chewa in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. You are looking at me. I'm also looking at my Bible.
Richard.
Hey! Some of you, the way you desire movies. I was talking to a young man recently. He said that he had some parcel from abroad. You know, abroad, those people who make parcels and they send it. And he said, among the parcel, there was one suitcase. And he said, Pastor, do you know what was in the suitcase? Do you want to know what was in the suitcase? He said, Ghana films from America. Made in Ghana. They were made in Ghana. They were sent, somebody sent dollars from America. They bought it. They sent it to America. They watch, now it is making the house too plenty. Abrochito, you cannot just dispose of things by heart. So they have now put it in yet another suitcase and they are bringing it back to Ghana. Almost say, Yahweh, Muslim, Yahweh. No wonder when you are operating and working and you are insulting, you have been under the influence of Chewa. You have been under the influence of how do you call it? Lewin. You have been under the influence of Akrobatu. There's a guy called Akrobatu. Who knows Akrobatu? One of them, when he's talking, it's as if he's angry with everybody. Who is that one? Hey! Sometimes I see the adverts, I say, hey! And we are listening and we are watching and we are behaving in a certain way we don't know. The Mexican soaps. Pastor, don't say that one. Some of it is nice, yes. But some of it too. And we have been watching. Maria. I can't say. Marie Cruz, you are a Christian. Some of them, they don't want to say it. Marie Cruz. If you have watched Marie Cruz before, put your hands down. Hey! Maria Shaka Sakabru Sokotoriki. Verse what? Verse 11. Are we on verse 11? Pastor, I don't like the way you are reading the Bible for a long time like that. Why don't you just tell us the verse and preach? When we go home, we ourselves, we go and read the Bible. Obwa. Obwa kra. Okofi okotienyum. Okotienyum. And yet, your friend is saying, Abodama. Ebe Tonga. Hey! Aha! Those of you who have been listening to music like that, me, I hear the reviews and I hear that it's bad. And you tune your ears. Why was so pang? Now what you wet? Macho. Let's continue to read. We just have a few minutes. But he that hated his brother, verse 11, is in darkness. And walketh in darkness. And knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. May your eyes be open in the name of Jesus. Oh, may every darkness remove from your eyes in the name of Jesus. Look, there's seduction in the world. Everybody says seduction. What is seduction? Seduction means being persuaded to do something that is evil. The Bible says, when we read 1 Timothy, I believe, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1, it says, the Spirit also saith expressly that in the latter days some shall depart from the faith,
giving heed to seducing spirits, spirits that come to deceive us, spirits that come to influence us. So we must be careful. Tell somebody, careful now. There are spirits all over the place. It's not everybody you see that is a human being. I heard my bishop saying something the other day on radio, on his preaching. Very frank. He said there was this guy in some country or somewhere, and he used to sleep with a lot of girls. One day he got this girl, slept with a girl, and another time brought the same girl to the house. They were sleeping in the room, in the bed, and then he stretched forth his hand. You heard the story, eh? Hey, and he touched, he said, you want to touch the girl? Oh, you're touching something, water, bisa. Hey! He looked, he opened his eyes, and then the person with the light skin, it be mami watapa. He said, from the bottom down was a fish. And it was like, now the bed was wet. Hey! Those of you who like touching things. And touch something, turn into something. I'm serious, though. Can I preach? I'm preaching. I love you, that's why I'm preaching this way, so that you can be on guard. Because look, the world, sometimes I send my children to do certain things. I tell them that when I was young, I used to do this. Then they look at me and say, the world has changed. I said, what do you mean by the world has changed? He said, there's more evil in the world now. And it's true. Evil has increased. When I was young and you hear of some wild criminal, it means that people had washed and they had put their sweaters and towels, they had gone to steal it. Yeah. That was the wild criminal. Or mangoes, they are going to steal mangoes. I'm sure you used to do some. Anyway. But today, you hear somebody taking... I opened the newspaper the other day and I was shocked to my bones. I don't know how many of you saw it. Jealous lover sets family ablaze. A woman who used to be married to a certain man, and the man says, I don't whatever love you anymore. Amen. You two stay by the one that you choose. Abba. Stay with her. Tell the nearest husband, stay with her. This lady, 30 something years old, out of anger, jealousy, took some petrol, poured it into a bottle or something, threw it into the man's room, set the whole place ablaze. The man got burnt. The man's two children, I don't know who else, but virtually the whole family. And here she was. Are you getting what I'm saying? So be careful, whatever is influencing. I don't think it was the Holy Spirit that influenced this woman to go and burn out the house. It was the Holy Spirit. I don't think so. It must have been some other kind of influence. Somebody say mercy. Let's jump very quickly to verse 13. And then I think we'll wind up. I write unto you, fathers. Is there a father here? Or is there any father here? Because you have known him that is from the beginning. And I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children. Every category is covered. Because you have known the Father. And the key word here is you have known, you have overcome. Say, I know, and I have overcome in Jesus' name. As I'm preaching, you are beginning to know certain things. Am I speaking to you? Look, the devil wants to disgrace you. I cannot mince my words. The devil wants to disgrace you. Tell someone, the devil wants to disgrace you. The devil has nothing good for any of us. When a temptation comes your way, think about the consequences. You may have freedom of choice, but you don't have freedom of consequence. One action leads to another, it leads to another, it leads to another. Ultimately, the devil, the Bible says, the thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. John 10:10, but I am come that you might have life. Be careful. Don't let the devil deceive you, seduce you, lead you into something. I heard something somebody said the other day, and I was so sad. She was being advised by the mother, and the mother was saying something like, there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof is death. This lady was interested in a married man, and was following the married man. The married man was telling her that, oh, I'll marry you, etc., etc. And the mother was telling the lady that, look, this thing, it won't get you nowhere. Making other people's life miserable so that you can be happy, spoiling a family, being a husband snatcher, it will not work in the long run. Tell someone, in the long run. In the
the long run, it will not work well for you. And the lady says something that shocked me. And it is a thinking of the world that you need to be careful about. You know what the lady said? The lady said, then I will enjoy the ride whilst it lasts. Meaning, I don't care what happens in the future. If the future is bad, if the end is crazy, Proverbs 14 verse 12, there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end, I don't care about the end, I'm going to enjoy it now. That is how some people think. I'm young and I'm fresh. She's fresh, so fresh. Hey! If you have it, show it. This is what I have. I'm going to use it. I'm going to use everything that I have. I'm going to use what I have to get what I don't have. And what I have is what I have. And you know, I have bombers. I have defenders. My preaching has become 13. Huh? You are looking at me, I'm looking at you. Wow. Let's jump to verse 15. Love not the world. Maria Shakata Keburakayanda. Neither the things that are in the world. What are some of the things in the world? Cars. Flashy cars. Hey. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not him. Verse 16, I want you to love verse 16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the eyes and the lust of the flesh and the pride of man, the Bible says, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Tell somebody, all that is in the world. Tell the person, the lust of the flesh. If the person is your friend, pinch him so that the person will say, "Aye, aye, aye." Tell the person, this is your flesh. It has some desires. No matter who you are, from the Pope to the smallest person in church, there's a flesh that wants to do something. A corner bunny. The flesh, it wants to manifest. In fact, it is manifesting. It's doing certain things all the time. I used to sit a lot in STC. And sometimes, before I sit in the STC, I may not have slept the whole night. Maybe I'm working on something early in the morning. I go and jump in the STC. And then I'm traveling from, let's say, Accra to Kumasi or Kumasi to Accra. And I knew that I could sleep. And I didn't know how my face would behave when I slept. Some of you, when you sleep, it's not easy. Then your whole inside comes out. Then you change gear. Hey! Some you think that the roof is about to fall down. I sat with a guy like that. I had never seen him before. So I started saying, the guy is sick, we should rush him. And then his friends say, oh, in this one, you haven't seen anything. Hey! So when I sit on the STC, then I'll take my handkerchief and I'll tie it over my mouth. Because I don't know. 4 hour journey, what will happen? Whether I'll open my mouth for a cockroach to come inside. Tell somebody the flesh. Am I speaking to somebody here? Say influences. Something is influencing you whether you like it or not. Even as I'm preaching. You are sitting here and maybe the devil has deceived you to say that this your pastor standing here is a fake. It's a fake. I've seen it before. That's why it's not everybody who smiles at me that I take deep into my heart. Jesus Christ, the Bible says he did not commit himself to men because he knew what was in men. Bible says neither did his brethren even believe in him. John 7:5. Because sometimes you are smiling, but you have heard something. I know of a pastor. He used to preach powerfully. Every time he preaches, he blessed me. But he had a junior pastor sitting in the church. Not knowing that the junior pastor did not believe the pastor at all. Because what? He had heard some story that this my senior pastor, he beats his wife. And he even treats his dog better than his wife. So it was in her head. So anytime she's sitting in church, she's looking at the pastor preaching and she'll be saying in her head, oh, Kai, we know, cha, cha. I don't know what is in your head right now. As you are listening to me, you say, look at the way he's speaking. Yeah, it's because of me. It's not because of you. I don't know you. I don't know you. The Holy Spirit knows you. If the Holy Spirit is talking to you, it's different. But I'll not come and look at your face and say something just because of you. Are you more important than everybody else? Am I that stupid? So many people in church, and I just identify you and
time I say something about you. I waste time talking about you. What about the other people? What about what the Holy Spirit wants to do with the other people? Why? Shouldn't I let the Holy Spirit say what he wants to say?
You're looking at me, I'm also looking at you. It's coming close.
Yeah. Oh, Pastor, this time it's okay. Leave us here. It's because you are thinking about me. If you think about the Holy Spirit, you will say that, I think the Holy Spirit is telling me something. Better watch my ways. Better look carefully at what I'm doing. Am I speaking to somebody? I think I want to end this preaching. But I said I'll read the whole of chapter 2. Read the rest for yourself, but go to verse 27. And then we will be closing with Galatians. Somebody say influences. Three influences that affect us. Negative influence that cause us to misbehave. I'll tell you before we end. But verse 27 of 1 John chapter 2, it says, but the anointing, let's read verse 26. Go to verse 26. It says, these things have I written. John is the one saying, Reverend Sam Sawyer today is saying, these things have I said unto you concerning them that seduce you. I'm saying this because I know there are seductions in the world. There are influences. All of us, we are influenced one way or the other. Today's world, I heard my bishop saying something and I believed it. He said that about 60% of all internet is pornography. And it's true. Anything that they want to sell. So that they are selling water. They have to remove a woman and put the woman in front of the water. Sometimes when an advert starts, you don't know what the advert is talking about because everything is a woman. Who understands what I'm saying? And sometimes even your normal phone that is working there somewhere, it receives messages. Whose phone receives messages? Unsolicited messages. Saying or on Facebook. Who has received unsolicited message from Facebook? I am what? Give me a name. I am Estella. I want to be your friend. I have profile. Sergeant, you've seen some before, haven't you? Yeah. I am Estella. I saw your profile pictures. I'm interested. Do you want to see mine? I am a naughty girl. Do you want to know more about me? Even there's some in your... They email you in your inbox. Email me in my inbox. Mr. Lai, you are blessed. Because you don't deal in those things. As you ask him, man. He has Facebook, so he also gets messages. And sometimes you ask yourself, where do they get these messages from? Are you getting what I'm saying? If you have children in the house, you cannot even leave your phones around. You cannot leave television channels around. When we are young, GBC 1, GBC 2, finish, black and white. In the evening, all of us will watch a shuffle dance. We are going, everybody knows where we are going. We know we will. Pa pa pam pam pa pa pam pam. Skippy, Skippy, Skippy the bush kangaroo. Skippy, Skippy, Skippy the bush kangaroo. Pa pam 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 pam. That's what we'll be watching. That's what they are showing on TV, and they were clean. They will show Hawaii 5-0. How does the song go? Sometimes. And they all clean. Joyce Meyer, she says that she watches only black and white movies. She watches, I think, TNT. She says that one she knows is clean. Hey! How somebody influences. Today's preaching there. I have spoken to you. But it's not you. It's the Holy Spirit that loves you. Put your hands together for the Lord. Somebody. Ladies and gentlemen, verse 27. It says, but the anointing. Everybody says the anointing. See, when we talk about the devil and we don't talk about what God is doing, then we become lopsided. When we talk about the perversive influence of the devil, when we talk about evil and we don't talk about what God is also doing, then we become lopsided, half-baked Christians, always looking for evil and not being able to see the good. May you be able to see good in the name of Jesus. But the anointing, I like the anointing. The anointing is the power of God. The anointing is that which enables you to do something.
may you have the enablement to do something. Young man, may you have the anointing that will keep you away from fornication.
Amen.
But the anointing which you have received of him abideth in Latebi Okoshi. It abideth in pastors. It abideth in him. That is in you. And you need not that any man teach you. That's why you see the Holy Spirit is there to help you. You must listen to him. But the Bible says, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in him. Meaning that it is what the Holy Spirit has taught you, not what you have learned from the world, not what you have gleaned from other people, not the fables. Verse 7 of 1 Timothy chapter 4, Paul said that shun profane and old wives' fables and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Francis, that was one of your prayer. You told me, is it not so? Where's Francis? Maria Shakata Kabrosokotone. Church, give me 5 minutes to end. I have 10 minutes, is it not so? Give me 5 minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll show you 3 evil influences that can be on your life. And I want you to take note of these evil influences. And I want you to be careful about them. Amen. James chapter 3 verse 15. Pastor, when I was coming to church today, I was hoping that you will call me. And even if you don't call me, you will identify that my situation, and perhaps in your preaching, you will mention it and then you cut the devil away from it. My pastor, it looks like you have just been talking and talking and talking about some kind of influences. And if the only influence right now is they're coming to me. I'm hungry. It's also an influence. James chapter 3, verse 15 is talking about wisdom. Wisdom. Everybody say wisdom. 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 And he's talking about influences. Something that influences you. You say, this wisdom. Tell somebody, this wisdom. I have to end. Descendeth not from above. Meaning there's some wisdom that comes from above. There's some wisdom. Tell someone there's some wisdom that comes from above. Do you know the characteristics of the wisdom that comes from above? The Bible says it's first of all pure, peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated. It's in the previous verse. Pure, gentle, gentle spirit, easy to be entreated. Some of you, before we tell you and you accept one thing, we have to beg and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. When we say one, then you raise a barrier. When we say one, then you raise 3 barriers. Then say, it's like the guy sitting in front of the doctor was telling him that you are sick. And then the girl also looked at the doctor and said, you too. But you too, you also have a pimple on your face. You're also sick. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but the Bible says it is what? Earthly. Everybody say earthly. It's the same as worldly. Number 2, the Bible says sensual. Everybody say sensual. That word sensual is derived from the word senses. All of us, we have 5 senses, isn't that so? 5 physical. So what are the 5 senses? Can you quickly give me? The sense of what? Taste. The sense of smell. The sense of what? Touch. The sense of what? What? Hearing, and then the sense of what? Sight. Hey! Pastor, the things that you are saying, we don't know. That's why you're in church. These 3 influences are affecting us. So take them and note that number 1, these things are the strongest influences on a man apart from the Holy Spirit. And if you are not under the influence of the Holy Spirit, you are under the influence of one of these. Number 1, you are under the influence of the devil. I said, you can be under the influence of the devil. The first verse that I read in Matthew chapter 13 verse 33 that talk about yeast or leaven was to let you know that though you cannot see, these influences are there.
And a lot of Christians do not even understand. That's why Christians behave in a way that you don't understand. Have you seen a Christian behave in a way you don't understand? Who has seen some before? As a pastor, I've seen some plenty. Young, beautiful girl, virtuous girl, wants to do the right thing, etc. But when she comes to introduce her beloved to you, hey,
Pastor, this is the one that I'm planning to marry. Hey, hello. Oh, meet my guy. So what is your...
Then the pastor say, what is your name? Say, oh, my name is Johnny Waskaracha. What church do you go to? Oh, then the girl will quickly come in and say,
oh, pastor, he's a Christian.
The guy himself cannot even say, oh, the guy, he's
a Christian.
Like my cousin that I told you about. They said you should go to church. Then one day he said, Sisi had Moko Asori. If Asori was here, oh, Moko Aglo. I go to Aglo, and Aglo is a women's organization. Sometimes you wonder why a young lady will go and choose such. There are nice young men in the church.
Amen.
Ah, why is it that it's only the married people saying amen? I said, there's young, nice men in the church. Tell the nearest young man, open your eyes. Tell the person, shine your eyes. Tell the person, I won't tell one. Tell the person, look, young men, when you come to church, the Bible says, watch and pray. Yeah. So when you are praying, then you're also watching. Uh-huh. Young ladies, also watch and pray. If a young man is interested in you, first of all, ask him, what do you do in church? Yeah? If the person is doing something in church, at least it helps. Can I speak to somebody? Influences. So, three influences as I close. The first one is the devil. Everybody say the devil. The devil, the Bible says, the devil, like a roaring lion, is walking around seeking somebody to devour. All that I'm preaching from is the first chapter, chapter 1 of this book. And I just read this part and I think we will just close. The second thing, the second unseen influence on Christians is the world or the earth. Everybody say the world. I can preach a series on this, just the world. You know why? Because the world has a fashion. That's why I read 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, 15 and 16. The fashion of this world passeth away. For all that is in the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, it's not of the Father, but it's of the world. I read it for a purpose, to let you know that the world has a certain style. When you see people using handkerchiefs to sew a skirt. Handkerchiefs. Once upon a time, recently, a lady came to get married. Not in this church, but in a certain church. And when the pastor saw the bride, he said, I will not. The first question, he said, hey, nice dress, but where's the rest? Tell somebody, nice dress, but where is the rest? And genuinely, the pastor thought that, oh, there was some coming. Because part of the breast was exposed, part of the leg. So she thought that, oh, there were some additions. You know, now this kind of dresses that they add some, they remove some and all that. Not knowing that that was the whole dress. So the pastor said, I will not officiate this wedding. True. They came to beg, they came to do this. They said, no, I will not officiate this wedding. Maybe the time should come when in this church, I told my wife, that we too, we are going to look for blankets. Blankets. If you come and you are for a wedding, you are not dressed well, we'll go and take the blankets and cover you. And then we'll officiate. After the wedding, you can remove. What do you think? After all, when you get home, you remove it. Why do you have to start in church? Well, how many of you agree that something like this will start?
Man proposed to me, when we are interacting with you, you have to interact with your breath.
Now, what to do? Am I speaking to somebody? The world, fashion. Every fashion you want to follow. I have seen fashion since I was growing. I have seen Guarantee.
This one. Come, you are a spiritual girl, so I know you will not get offended. Take it easy. Yeah. I'm modeling for her. She's not married anyway. I have seen this one. This one created here. This one is short. When I was young, they used to call this one guarantee. Do you know the meaning? It is guaranteed for 100 years. It will never spoil. Now they call it platform. Put your hands together for this, my sister. I love her. She's a very good lady. Fashion. You want to follow fashion? You will spoil all your money. Because it keeps on changing. Do you understand what I'm saying? I saw, how they call it, skin tight. I used to have some big brothers. They would go and buy a nice shirt from Glamour. No, those days wasn't even Glamour. There was a shop before, JB Olivant, GNTC. Nice shirt. And then they would come use my mother's sewing machine. Men, then they would sit, and then they would sew and make it slim. I used to do some, man. Sorry. You done some? And when they button up, the buttons are tight like that, and they'll be walking skeleton the way like that. Slim fit. They will wear jeans, trousers. When they come home, they cannot remove it on their own. Wearing it is an exercise. They'll be jumping like that, jumping throughout the whole house. And then when they want to remove it, they will sit down. Me and my little sister, one will stand on the left, one will stand on the right, and we'll start pulling. Fashion. For the sake of fashion. I mean, think about it. The world. So you must be somebody who tells yourself that I will not let the fashion of the world influence me. I'm not saying that you should not take advantage of, let's say, technology. There must be a balance because technology is also important. There's the information age. You cannot say that, oh, me, because I don't want to be like the world, I won't buy a new phone, or I won't buy me my phone, or I won't wear a watch. Or like you come to me and say, tomorrow, Pastor, I'm traveling. I say, where are you going? I say, I'm going to Sunyani. And then I ask you, how are you going? I say, Pastor, I'm walking. Why are you walking? Oh, me, I don't like fashion. I don't like this kind of things that come from like car and all those things. I like the old time things. So me, I'm walking 8111. What about them? I'm preaching. The influence of the world. That's number two. And number three is the influence of what? Our senses. Whether you like it or not, these things are influencing you. When people are not under the influence of the Holy Spirit, they are under one of these three influences. Thus, they are either earthly, sensual, or devilish. When writing to the Galatians, the Apostle Paul warned them about invisible and pervasive influences that were affecting the church. He called these influences leaven. Everybody say leaven. Paul explained the effect of leaven. That's the effect of the yeast. He said leaven was a kind of persuasion. Can we say persuasion? Oh, one more time, persuasion. There are some young men, they have rap, so hey, they can rap you silly. I went to school with one of them like that. He was standing for, I think, dining hall prefect or entertainment prefect, Accra Academy here. And one of his things that he said was that in the dining hall, now every meal we are going to have one Fanta, one Coca-Cola. Hey. And then he said that he's going to make a harbor. Said that the ship can come close to Accra Academy and then offload goods. You don't have an idea. Raps. And I said, the ladies today like the raps. Persuasion. Tell somebody persuasion. Who has been persuading you? Who has been telling you things? Who told you that when you become a shepherd, it's all about money? Hey, don't join the shepherds. They will collect all your money. Don't get close to the pastor. If you get close to the pastor, he will let you work right now. Anytime the pastor gives you something to be careful, he will give you work. He likes work. Persuasion. I'm ending the preaching. This invisible influence was so powerful that it could hinder a Christian in his ministry. Notice the scripture, Galatians 5:7-9. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion, put it on the board, Galatians chapter 5:7-9.
and then we'll end. I'll end with my friend called Red. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Listen, every one of you get a copy of this book so that you can have the sweet influences of the Holy Spirit instead of being under we. Some people even are under the influence of food. You don't drink, but you eat too much. Oh yes. You know, food can make somebody look drunk. Yeah. The person eats, then he just sits in the I used to have a worker on my side. He was called Red. Red. When you see Red, slim. You see the people who have drunk, so alcohol has taken a picture of them. His mouth is like that. And every time you see Red, he's like laughing. That's what the Bible says, that be not drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. And one day Red came to me, and he was talking to me about one of my friends. That my friend was called Dake. Dake, and he was very kind of tough. And then Red told me, say, Safo, what am for? Say, Madame for Ben. Say, Madame for Dake. I then. Say, your name is Shannon. Say, what? Your name is Shannon. Say, Red, I didn't tell you what to say. Say, who said, I want you to talk for Sano? And can one name is Shannon? And can what chinkama? He was recommending alcohol. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to receive the Holy Spirit and His influence upon your life. As you get up from here and as you go, ask yourself, it's something that I ask myself every time, what is influencing me? What influence am I operating under? And may you operate under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Believe me, you, He is the master key to everything in your life. He knows everything. The thing that you don't know, He knows it. He has the answers. If it's a wife, He knows where the wife is. Whatever it is, the Bible says He shall lead you into all truth. I ask you a question today. What is influencing you? And what is your answer? I say, what is your answer? Somebody is saying, Pastor, it is on spirit, but I'm not too sure whether it's the Holy Spirit. Put your hands together. Stand to your feet as we close. I want you to pray.
Here we go, let's go to the throne, the place that we belong. Right to His arms.
We hope you have enjoyed this message. For copies of this message and other messages by Bishop Samuel Sawyer, please contact the following numbers: 0243-210-323 or 0206-485-107. If you are calling from outside Ghana, please begin with 00233 and email us at samsawyer@yahoo.com. We invite you to visit us every Sunday morning at Rose of Sharon Cathedral, former Olympia Cinema, at 6:30, 8:30, and 10:30 a.m. Our youth and children's service also come on at 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. every Sunday. On Tuesday evening, we meet at 6 to 8 p.m. for our midweek service. And on Friday evening, we meet from 6 to 8 p.m. for our loyalty and faithfulness service. God bless you.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233-26767-6055. +233-26767-6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.